Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 77.
Thanks for joining me on this podcast. I don't know if you heard that clap or not, but anyway, that was the clap to go. And just when he did, the sun has come out again. Thank the Lord for the sun. I know a lot of people, when the sun comes out, they run for the shade. You know what? We're going to get lots of that in just a few months from now, at least here in South Bend, Indiana. We're going to get cloud cover. We're going to get snow. We're going to get ice. It'll all come. Don't worry. But between now and then, we have this glorious sun. And yeah, we might perspire a little bit, but that's okay. And then all of the trees around here. We don't have to really go down to southern Indiana to go look at the fall leaves in Brown County. I mean, our leaves are absolutely gorgeous when the temperatures turn and the difference between the heat and the cold bring out the colors in the trees. It is beautiful here. In fact, in a few months from now, when that happens, we'll take some pictures for you, maybe do a podcast outside with maybe some of the deer that are around here, just kind of roaming around, minding their own business. So we're going to try and do a deer and some leaves. So anyway, we're going to work at it. I know you'll appreciate it. All right, Psalm 91 is where we left off the last time. And I'm going to read part of verse 10 and 11. Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11. Well, the word says, "There shall no evil before thee, and neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." Have you ever really worked to get a pest out of your house? Even a fly? I mean, you take whatever you've got. Just in the last couple of days, I've seen hand towels that can snap, and boy, you got that fly right on that window. And we have, of course, fly swatters. If you're fast enough and the fly or critter is slow enough, you're going to, take care of it just like that. Gone. Finished. But here the Bible says you can rebuke it. And just like you would with a broom your house or vacuum your house, you can brush out arguments, anger, fear, sickness, disease, uncertain future. You can broom all those out of your house and say, "You do not have permission to be in my house." Well, how do they get permission to come in the first time? You or your kids or your visitors bring it in. There's such a thing today as social media. You're bringing in critters. What you watch on TV, you're bringing in critters. You're on your computer, listening, watching, you're bringing in critters. They're neighbors that want to come over and chat about the events of the day. You're bringing in critters. And so you need to slam the door. Slam the door on the enemy and take a big old giant Holy Ghost broom and broom out your house. Say, "Get out of here. You have no place in my home. I rebuke you. You go right now in Jesus' name." And it wouldn't hurt. And I've heard of families doing this. They say at dinner time, no social messaging, all the phones down, all the phones off, computer lid is down, it's finished. And this moment in time, we talk to each other or we sit here in silence. And sometimes they have very silent dinners. And sometimes they have very active verbal exchanges that sometimes are very, very good. But you have to shut down the noise. Shut down the noise so you can live in the peace of Almighty God. I'm going to give his angels charge over thee. Another one that comes to mind is the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 25 and 26. The word tells us this: don't be afraid of sudden fear. Boom! Oh, what should I do? When things happen suddenly, you don't have time to sit and ponder and think about what you want to do. But if you have the knowledge of God, the Word of God, and you're praying, up to speed with your praying, you will know what to do in your spirit when the time of trouble comes. And most of the time, what you have to do is, watch this, step back from the fighting, step back from the warfare, step back from the fear, and say, God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to read? Tell me, show me. And He will. He will lead you to a passage of Scripture, or He'll lead you in a prayer that will defeat the enemy, not some of the time, but all of the time. Don't be afraid of sudden fear, neither the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence, and He shall keep your foot from being taken. What happens when your foot's taken? So what? It's all on my foot. But if you're on a slippery slope, you let that foot slip, and all of you is gone. You know, if we close the door, we shut the windows, and we don't get close to that slippery slide to begin with, you can live in safety and peace and believing God for miracles to happen in your life every single day. Miracles happen every single day. And if you don't catch them, the guy behind you, he'll catch yours. And so you need to say, all right, oh, there's my miracle. It's mine. It's for me. It's for my family. It's for my work. It's for provision. It's not only for me, but it's also for me to give out and to disperse and to bless and to help and to pray and to set others free and let them know they do not have to live in fear. In fact, I'm going to take time right now to pray for you. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every single aspect of fear. I command it to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that You are our Savior. We know that You are our healer. You know that You are our deliverer, and we are consumed and filled with You. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for sending Your Son, Jesus. And then Jesus, thank You for allowing the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, who lead us, guide us, direct us into all truth. And today, now we receive that truth and we walk in freedom from this day forward, and not giving up an inch, not backing up for anybody or anything. We live in that faith and not fear, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.